Welcome to the SA Crypto Digest, issue 34, Friday, 23rd August 2019. And so begins a nice run of events in the blockchain industry here in South Africa. This coming week, BEXA, the Blockchain Entrepreneurs Club South Africa, hosts the second iteration of their Chain Reaction event, this time with economist Davy Ruert, as well as Monero's Fluffy Pony and Marcus Swanepoel, Luno CEO. It looks like it'll be a cracker. I'll be in Sandton for the evening. That's Thursday evening. And I hope to see you there. Then the following week, we're off to Cape Town for Crypto Fest. Some of SA and the world's leading crypto entrepreneurs, traders, investors are going to be there. Simon Dingle, Fadiza Masani, Athena Yu, DCX10 going to be there, Luno, Altcoin Trader, etc., etc. It's going to be a proper festival. So looking forward to seeing you there as well. They're actually sponsoring this episode of the newsletter. Crypto Fest 2019 are the headline sponsors of this edition. It's happening Saturday, 7th of September at the V&A Waterfront in Cape Town. Tickets start at 450 Rand for entrepreneur startup tickets. So check them out, cryptofest.co.za. Let's get into this week's news. World Blockchain and Aussie Bonds, World Bank and Aussie Bonds on the blockchain. Bit of a mouthful, that. The World Bank took its first major dive into the world of blockchain late last year to raise funds for sustainable development. The project was such a success that they've issued a second round of the bond. After raising $74 million in last year's project with the help of the Commonwealth Bank of Australia, they're now raising a further $33 million in bonds due in late 2020. The kicker, the entire process is being administered with blockchain technology. The World Bank's head of innovation, Prima Shrik Krishna, said that the point of the blockchain offered new debt instrument is efficiency. Bonds based on conventional infrastructure result in truckloads of paperwork, but blockchain's decentralized ledger gets around all that. Our market analysis continues a bearish outlook, and we answered which was the worst coin. And with Graham Tennant, we continue to see trouble for the Bitcoin price in the short term. And we get asked, which was your worst coin of the 2017 hype in our question of the week? Go check it out on SA Crypto's YouTube. Just go to YouTube and Google, or rather search SA Crypto Graham Tennant and look for Market Analysis Episode 18. Latest Satoshi reveal seems stupidest yet. As reported in our What Else Is Happening section last week, another poser is claiming to be Satoshi Nakamoto in a lengthy series of statements. But the crypto community aren't taking any of it, with The Next Web hailing it as the stupidest claim yet, citing the writing style, incorrect use of cypherpunks where they wrote cyberpunks, spelling errors, and a whole host of inaccuracies. The biggest loser in all of this was probably the PR agency Ivy McLemore, who released the statements. The US has blacklisted their first crypto addresses. The US Treasury's Office of Foreign Assets Control issued a statement this week saying that they are blacklisting cryptocurrency public addresses linked to three Chinese nationals accused of trafficking synthetic opioids into the country. This is the first time the US has blacklisted cryptocurrency addresses, and while obviously difficult to enforce, it's believed to be a move to send a message that criminals dealing in cryptocurrency are being watched. The move makes it illegal for anyone to transact with those addresses. Rwanda exploring its own digital currency. Following an alert by the Rwandan Central Bank 3 months ago, warning citizens against cryptocurrency scams, the regulator is now exploring the development of its own digital currency. Much like the South African Reserve Bank's research, Financial Stability Director Peace Uwase said that the Rwandan Central Bank were concerned about how a blockchain-empowered, purely peer-to-peer digital currency would impact their current monetary system and hence are researching its feasibility. Uwase said the bank was already looking at the work being conducted by the central banks of Canada, Singapore, and the Netherlands. What else is happening? Pundi X will install cash registered at 49 retail stores in Venezuela. CoinDesk talks to supporters and critics at Craig Wright's contempt of court hearing. AWS outage causing issues for numerous crypto exchanges. Circle is looking to raise $100 million for a crowdfunding platform. and our featured tweet. There's been a growing narrative of Bitcoin maximalism this year, with people like Jimmy Song, Saifedean Ammous, and Peter McCormick calling out anything other than Bitcoin, with more and more responses of blind agreement. While we at SA Crypto deeply respect influencers such as Song, Ammous, and McCormick, we seem to believe that they have contributed immensely, to this industry, but we believe their single-mindedness is unnecessary and in some cases dangerous to those working on other blockchain projects, especially when their followers attack such alternative projects. It was therefore refreshing to see a developer of Ariana Simpson's caliber, a former Facebook and BitGo developer, with over half a decade of blockchain dev experience, to call out this maximalist narrative in the below Twitter thread. We've highlighted three of the best tweets for you. She says, "The general crypto narrative seems to be drifting back to Bitcoin maximalism, so I wanted to share a few thoughts on Bitcoin relative to the rest of the crypto market. Anyone who knows me or has followed me on Twitter for more than 5 minutes is aware of how bullish I am on Bitcoin. If I could only hold a single asset, Bitcoin would be it. But given the numerous high caliber of teams who are building crypto networks, I think it is incredibly unlikely that over a period of several years, the entire rest of the markets amounts to nothing. Not to mention, other chains will serve different functions. I actually don't believe many other crypto assets are even directly competitive with Bitcoin. If it captures the digital gold category, there is no reason other crypto networks cannot own other categories. Computation, storage, etc., etc." That's it for this week. That's what you need to know in the blockchain industry. If you have any feedback, please reply to us, info@sacrypto.co.za, especially if you have a question of the week for Graham Tennant in our market analysis. Have a great weekend, and we hope to see you in Santon next Thursday. Until then, cheers.